This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverins. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning, Monday, September 16th. And as we start this brand new day, we begin in prayer, and we invite you to join us now for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we offer you our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation for sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 6 minutes after the hour now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, I want you to think back to whether you went to the Saturday Vigil Mass or Mass yesterday. How did you receive the Holy Eucharist? Do you receive it in the palm of your hand? Do you receive it on the tongue? Did you notice when you were going up to receive Eucharist how others received the Eucharist? It's been a point of discussion on many of our programs here on Relevant Radio, and also a point of controversy with many. Let's talk about that now with Bishop Bill Wach, who is a member of our morning family. And Bishop Wach is the Bishop of the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee, Florida. Good morning, Your Excellency. Welcome back to Morning Air.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
We have a very reverent congregation in our parish, and we're blessed, and a number of the congregants go and receive the communion rail, which was reinstalled in a remodeling of the church a few years ago. So there's great reverence for the Eucharist, yet as I was going up to receive Eucharist, I noticed a couple of folks who just kind of, you know, it almost seemed like a sleight of hand, a card trick that they were doing with the Eucharist received in their hand. And I know I probably shouldn't judge, but it's probably something that you have seen as well, administering in giving Eucharist to people. What do you do?
Absolutely. You know, over 25 years of being a priest and now too as a bishop, I think I've seen everything. And, you know, of course, I try to teach people. I try to do what I can at that moment if there's an awkward exchange or something like that, or if they clearly don't know what they're doing, I try to teach them. But I think it's good to do this now at a time, you know, just when outside of Mass, to help educate people on how the mechanics, actually literally the mechanics of how to receive, because there's just so many, like I said, awkward or really not good exchanges there. When the Eucharist is given to someone, they may receive it. Just a lot of people come up and they're kind of nervous, or they're panicky, or they're unsure of what to do. And so they do things and that they don't even intend to do. And it's irreverent, yes, but it's also just not the proper way to receive. So I like to help educate people, and I kind of got a new way of doing that, or some new thoughts on this. And I think it's really just timely and important for us.
Bishop Wach, would an occasional teaching mass be in order to kind of help people better understand what they're doing overall, and especially when it comes to receiving the Eucharist?
Absolutely. I think to remind people of what exactly it is, first of all, you know, I know we've been talking a lot about the real presence and how the majority of Catholics in that now infamous report says that they don't either believe or they don't know that Jesus Christ is really, truly present in the Eucharist. So we need to talk a lot about it. But also the way we receive, I think, informs that. And it reminds us that this is like nothing else we are receiving or consuming, nothing like that. And so we need to treat it very differently and receive it into our hearts, receive it into our bodies, and let it transform us.
One of the things that works for me is to be very Ignatian in the Mass, and especially at the consecration, saying, "My Lord and my God." And then when I'm just about to receive the Eucharist, going up to receive Eucharist, I picture myself at the Last Supper. I'm receiving Eucharist, and it's a very humbling experience because I realize that I'm a sinner and what I have to work on, but that God is giving me the gift of Him right there at that point.
Absolutely, and I think it's safe to say that at the Last Supper, the emotion, if you will, or the feeling that overcame everyone without a doubt is awe. You know, awe, just that wonder at what is He saying, what is He doing? And not understanding it in their minds, but just obeying Jesus when he said, this is my body, this is my blood, take, eat, take, drink. And it, so to have that, you know, I like what you say, my Lord and my God, the words of St. Thomas, you know, after he saw Jesus then. It's that sense of awe and wonder, I think, that we would do well to recapture and to have grow in us so that we can receive it worthily.
Bishop Walk, thinking back to my Lutheran days growing up, we received communion kneeling at the altar rail and possibly even received it on the tongue. I don't remember exactly. That might have been the case in some spots. As a Catholic convert, the parish I attend, we were taught to receive it the standard way of standing up and receiving it in the hand, to do so reverently, how to do that, to bow beforehand and all. But yet I hear from not a, a small number of guests and callers that I'm almost evil for receiving in that legal way in the church. What do we need to do about teaching reverence, but not maybe being holier than thou about things?
Right. I think it's important for people to know that both forms are acceptable, to receive on the tongue or in the hand. But no matter how you receive, it really needs to be done properly and reverently. And so, you know, if you choose to do that, that's good. One thing that I tell people, if you don't have the altar rail, and I know some people like to come down and they kneel, and that could be problematic in that people have to walk around, or sometimes people need help getting up, and the Eucharistic minister or myself, I've had to do this, had to help people up, you know, and I just use that hand to give out the Eucharist. Now I've got my hand under their arm to help lift them up and everything. So just if you can do that, then I would say do it. But otherwise, just really to be reverent. My biggest, I think I've got two R's here, maybe three, that can help us to receive well. And one is that word, receive. We are not used to receiving from people. We get impatient. People try to meet you halfway. They grab the Eucharist, or with their tongue, they bite at it. My biggest thing when I teach people is I say, you are receiving this, that you receive all the sacraments. You don't take them from anyone. And so that leads to the second R, which is relax. I want to tell people, and I do tell parishes, relax. They come up, maybe, and also because I'm a bishop, perhaps people are a little bit more anxious or something, but there's a lot of frantic moving and not sure, and when they just grab it, or they meet me halfway with the Eucharist as I'm coming to the hand or their tongue, and I want to just say, just relax, open your, if you receive on the tongue, some people like to close their eyes, so after you say amen, and that's important, fewer people are saying amen too, I'm noticing, but you assent to what it is, you say amen, it is so, and I say close your eyes, tilt your head back, and just put your tongue out there. So many people will put their head down and open their mouth a little bit, and you have to kind of go underneath and get it up in there. Or the hand, you know, like I said, just imagine you're cradling a baby, but something greater, much greater than a baby, even a human child. You are a throne. You're making a throne for Jesus Christ himself. So relax and receive, and that leads to the third one, and that is to reflect. Go back to your pew, reflect, just delight in the fact that God has just shared his very self with you.
With Bishop Bill Walk, the sixth bishop of the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee, Florida, we're talking about the Eucharist and how it should be received. And we're here at 888-914-9149. Yarrow is listening in New Jersey with a comment on the Eucharist. Yarrow, good morning. You're on Morning Air, and you're with Bishop Walk. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Really a pleasure.
And your comment?
I just want to touch on how I really feel we need to focus on allowing the Lord to really decrease us. And I think what's really lacking in our church today, because of our intrinsically narcissistic and self-absorbed society, is that true desire for Christ-like humility. And I know personally from my own vantage point, until I really ardently prayed for that self-awareness, like St. Augustine said, Lord, reveal myself to me. But I really come to understand how imperfect I was. But that also gave me the courage with the reading, like about the divine mercy, about approaching God in the sacrament of confession and being so honest and vulnerable, to the point where there were times where the priest would even finish the words for me. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Like, this is exactly what Christ talks about when it's just the priest is simply a symbol. I'm there before you. And we really need to, I know personally, I want the Eucharist to transform my integrity. that I'm the same person receiving the host that I am when nobody's looking, that I am on the job, that I am in the store. Not that I'm looking for attention, but for the very simple reason that God's always watching. And I even told one of my friends on Monday, he asked me, Yari, because I was just recently very blessed to be asked to be a Eucharistic minister. And I said, I think it's important for us to recognize that when Christ returns, he said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And I said, well, why not just get used to it now? That way,
yeah,
when we meet him, humble ourselves now, put ourselves before our king and just ask to be servants and let him do the rest. You know?
That's a good point, Yari, and it's a beautiful witness, Bishop Wach, about not only the Eucharist, receiving Eucharist, but the graces that come from the Sacrament of Reconciliation and receiving the Eucharist with reverence, and what that means to what the beauty of true humility.
Right. Again, that goes back to receiving it, receiving this great gift. We don't take anything from God, and humbling yourself. That's a really good point. Is opening yourself up, opening ourselves up to God, who gives us all these things, even though we don't deserve them, even though we're sinners, we're imperfect. God shares the body, blood, soul, and divinity of his Son with us. I mean, what an awesome mystery. And so how could we not be awed in that presence? How could we not humble ourselves? I think that's the key to not only receiving, but as you said just a few moments ago, to not judging other people as they receive. You know, just instead of focusing on anyone else or how they are receiving or should be or shouldn't be, I think it's good just to be in awe, in wonder at that moment. You know, thank you, God, for this great gift. Help me to be more humble, more Christ-like, more of what I'm consuming now.
Bishop Wach, in terms of having our heart in the right spot as we head up for receiving the Eucharist, tales of Latin America where it's said that the lines are longer for confession and shorter for heading up to communion. Do we need to maybe think a little harder that we're in the right spot with our conscience before we receive?
It could be. You know, that seems to be very cultural when I go to other parts of the world, especially in Latin America. You're right that there are more people who want to go to confession because they're that's how they were trained. They were taught that. And of course, if we are aware of a serious sin, we must go to confession before we receive the Eucharist. But I think more for us than if we're going to go, and the church really does recommend and hope that we receive regularly because we need this nourishment from above. If we are to receive often, then we ought to dispose ourselves well. And I think as we go up, of course, we all say together, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. But also as we go up in the line, think of other psalms, other scripture passages, other prayers that you could say. You know, think of the psalm, create a clean heart in me, O God, or I long for you like a dry, weary land without water. You know, just have that openness, that sense of reception and desire to receive the Lord, even as you go up to receive.
Talking about the Eucharist today with Bishop Bill Wach in the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Bishop Wach, talk about, and when I'm coming back from receiving Eucharist, I will see just a handful of folks who are in the pews who have not come to the communion rail to receive Eucharist, say a little prayer to God for them and sharing some of my Eucharist with them. What else should we do for those who are not coming to the communion rail to help them with the spiritual communion?
I think you're right on by saying to pray for them as well, because communion is just that. It's communion. We pray for that unity that Jesus prayed for with the Father, that they may be one as you and I are one. And so I remind people that you know, if you're not going to receive, sometimes I say this at weddings or funerals when you have a lot of non-Catholics present. I say, of course, Catholics not aware of serious sin are welcomed. Everyone is welcome to come up. If you're not going to receive, cross your arms and ask for a blessing. And I say, and at this moment of communion, let us all pray for unity among the children of God. And so to give them that intention that we're all really praying for that one day, that prayer of Jesus to be fulfilled. I think another thing is if you're in a parish and you may see someone day after day or week after week do the same thing, not go up. I don't know if it's, you'd have to judge for yourself. I don't know if it's a violation of privacy, but if you know them and you see them and you pray with them week after week or day after day, maybe it'd be good to say, I notice you don't receive. Is there anything I can help you with? You know, and it might be that they're in an irregular marriage and they don't know that there are options, or they may feel that they don't know about confession, or maybe they're not even Catholic and they just love to come to the Mass. but they can't receive. And so you can invite them, you know, our parish has an RCIA program, or can I help you with anything? Can I pray for you in any way? Again, you have to judge to see if that's a violation of privacy. You don't want to just go up to someone right away. But if you see that over and over again, I think it's good to mention something, to say something, to ask if you can help in any way.
Bishop Walk, speak a little about, if you would, the importance of adoration to help us get in a better frame of mind for receiving the Eucharist.
Ah, great. Adoration also makes us hunger and thirst for the presence of the Lord, I believe. Just by, again, it goes back to awe and wonder. That's two great things that we can have and should have when we adore Christ in the Eucharist. We contemplate the Eucharist before us, and our mind, it, you know, of course, for all of us, our minds wander. And if we bring them back to trying to figure out, wait, that's Jesus right there, that host, that's Jesus. You know, our minds kind of just will rebel against us, and we say, wait, no, it looks like bread. Could that be God? That it's not really glowing or anything. It's not on fire, and yet that's God, you know. But if we suspend that more and more and just say, he said it would be, and it is, and I believe, and let our hearts delight in what we're about, or just simply try to let go of all thoughts and questions that we have and just adore. And I think that will make us hungry then to want to receive that also in our bodies, not just in our hearts in adoration, but in our bodies as well.
And maybe this is just me, Bishop Walk, but when I'm in the Adoration Chapel, I think about how blessed I am to have literal eye contact with God. I'm right there. He's right there. I know he's always there in his presence, but when he's there in the monstrance, I can have eye contact with him, and it's some of the most intimate conversations that I can possibly have in my life, and I look forward to spending time in the Adoration Chapel, as I know many of our Relevant Radio listeners do. As sacred food, how does the Eucharist, Bishop Walk, teach us more about how to encounter sacred scripture?
Good. You know, Christ feeds us at every Mass, not just with his body, blood, soul, and divinity, but by his word. You know, and it's there are two parts of the Mass, the liturgy of the word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. In both, we receive Christ's real presence. And, you know, of course, in the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalm reading, we are instructed. We sing the Alleluia, we stand for the gospel, because we believe that no matter what deacon or priest or bishop is proclaiming the gospel, it is Jesus Christ literally who is speaking to us. You know, as it says in Exodus, like God spoke to Moses, man to man, or person to person, you know, as one man speaks to another. And so I think in the Eucharist, if we have that awe as we receive the Lord, that should bring us back to the first part of the Mass, the liturgy of the word. And then we think, oh, okay, he's feeding me as well. Now I need to receive. I need to listen. I need to open my heart to what God wants to teach me in the reading as well.
Bishop Walk, many parishes make extensive use of Eucharistic ministers. Any tips for them on how to better perform their duties?
You know, the same thing that I said about how to receive, I would say and am saying to parishes here, more and more, and that is to the Eucharistic ministers, the extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, to relax. Again, some may be nervous, or some may kind of have been doing this for many years and may not think everything through, just like us priests and deacons and bishops. Sometimes you get into a pattern that might be unhealthy. I would say relax. I have so many people, again, they come up and they're looking at me like, you have to stand over there. Who's going to do this? I know I'm a cop. And I just want to say to everyone, can we just relax up here? I think that goes for a lot of us. Again, even bishops, priests, and deacons as well. There's a sense of it's in our society. You know, we got to move. We got to move this along. There's a lot of people. How are we going to get it to everyone? And I want to say it takes as long as it takes. Just relax. So I think if we all had that sense, we would receive better and be able to distribute and communion better.
It's tough. I was pressed into service once as a Eucharistic minister. I'm not. I'm a reader at my parish. That's difficult. You know, and it was on an Ash Wednesday at a Mass, and you know, I must have given Eucharist to 300 people, but it's very, very difficult and somewhat challenging because people come and receive it in very different ways or may pull away before you have fully given them the Eucharist as well. So God's blessings to all of you who are Eucharistic ministers. I remember reading once, and I can't remember the writer, But he said that when you eat food, obviously it becomes a part of you. But with the Eucharist, the opposite happens, Bishop Walk, is that we become a part of it in Holy Communion. We're made a part of the mystical body of Christ. How can we take that thought and really make it the foundation of how we approach the communion rail?
I think that's well said. And it comes from Jesus, of course, who said in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, I know this because I was just teaching about this and reflecting on it, but he said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood abide in me, and I abide in that person. So it's not just I'm coming to them, but they abide in me. It's an awesome thing. You know, like St. Paul said, we are already citizens in some way of heaven. While we live here on earth, we are citizens of heaven. A part of us already exists with God in heaven in Jesus Christ. And that is renewed and celebrated in the Eucharist every time we celebrate the Mass and receive communion. So again, I think for St. Paul, it was a change of attitude. Like he said, how can many of you continue in your old way of life? How can you live as though there were no hope, no future? We have a future full of hope, a future of glory. And as proof of that, we have the Eucharist, we have the Scriptures, we have the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Catholic Church here. We already have proofs of what exists, not just what will exist, but what already exists in mystery now.
Bishop Walk is a lifelong Catholic yourself, growing up, receiving the Eucharist, and then consecrating the host as your job as a priest and now a bishop. What keeps it new and fresh and special for you if your mind starts to drift a little?
I think for me, it is, again, that what I sound like a broken record, but it's that sense of awe. Every time that it becomes mechanical for me, I try to remember this is so beyond my comprehension, my everything, you know. And so I just try to adore. And so I also like to occasionally, I don't get this opportunity very often, but I like to go to Mass where another priest or bishop presides. Again, it's very rare now that I'm a bishop. When I show up, I'm the ordinary presider of the Eucharist everywhere in the diocese. And so, but I like to go and learn from others. Like just maybe it was 5 years ago, it was another Holy Cross priest in Portland. He was presiding. I was concelebrating. And it's just the way he, at the elevation, he said, you know, this is my body. And he held it up. And then he dropped his head just for a few seconds and then did the same with the cup. This is my blood. Do this in memory of me, and dropped his head. And I thought, you know, am I adoring at this point? And granted, I know as the presider, you're leading the prayer, but am I adoring at that point? And I should. So now ever since, every Mass since then, I do the same thing. And I just hold it up and then I just adore for a moment and realize this is so far beyond me. This is beyond anything that I can understand or appreciate. So I just adore. So I think doing things like that help me, learning from other priests, other people, other communities, lay people about how to adore and worship what we are celebrating.
Do you remember your first Holy Communion?
Ooh, I don't think so. When you said that, I thought, I wish I could. I've seen pictures. So I see a picture of me looking very awkward, holding a candle and everything. It must have been afterwards and smiling.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember it very well.
Yeah, it was the first time. This April 28th, 1963, my mom and dad gave me a rosary with the date inscribed on the back of the cross that I carry with me today. And it was the first time as a child being up on the altar in the parish and going up those three marble steps and then up the other three marble steps near the tabernacle where Monsignor gave me my first Holy Communion. And I remember that like it was just yesterday. Talking about the Eucharist today with Bishop Bill Walk, the Bishop of the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee. Your Excellency, may we have your blessing this morning?
Absolutely. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the incredible gift you give us, the awesome gift of the Eucharist, of your Son's true presence. We thank you for all of the sacraments, indeed for the Catholic Church, for sacred scriptures, for the Holy Spirit, for you share your life with us through these gifts. Bless us. Help us to receive these and all your gifts with an open and pure and clean heart so that we may not only delight in your presence, but that we may be your presence in the world. Bless us today and always, I pray, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Bishop Bill Walk, the 6th Bishop of the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee, Your Excellency, thank you. You're in our prayers.
Thank you. God bless you.
29 after now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.